Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's Friday, December 30th, 2016, the last Friday of 2016.
Ooh, that's right.
Last so here we Friday. Are, the last Friday. Well, it's almost the last day of 2016, so it didn't really
famous
mean
last.
That much. Yeah. So we are about to shift into the new year. Tomorrow night, the ball drops. And so we're finishing, though, our week-long conversations about New Year's resolutions. And today, we're talking about probably some of the most common New Year's resolutions, and that is New Year's resolutions about getting healthy. So I'm going to eat better. I'm going to start exercising, those kinds of things.
I'm going to get it right this year.
Are you?
Right? No. That's what people say.
Right.
I'm not going to get it. I have no illusions.
Well,
no.
You've already started. And I think that, let me just... We didn't say this earlier this week, but I think that for whatever reason, what you just said made me think of this, that because I do tell people this very often, making New Year's resolutions are fantastic. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to make change, you don't need a New Year. You don't need it to be the New Year. You don't need it to be anything. You just need to say, okay, I'm going to make this change.
I thought about that because I thought, do I want to do this right before the holiday?
You know, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get on with this.
If you, with what you're doing, if you can make it through the holidays, January is going to be a breeze.
That's what I was thinking. If I can get through the next week or two, the rest will be
you're
easy.
Fine. Mm-hmm. So, but it doesn't have to be the New Year's to make a resolution. You can make a resolution. You can make a change in your life anytime that you want. And when you really want to make, that's how you know that you want to make a change. When you are ready to, you say, okay, I'm doing it today.
That's right. That's right. Because I messed around with this for a long time.
Right.
You know, you sort of get a couple false starts and you do it for a day or two and you quit. And they say, well, I'd really like to do this and you don't.
Right.
But then you finally reach that point where you say, this is it.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be in the morning.
Right.
It can be at night. It can be in the middle of the day.
Exactly.
You just have to make that decision, make that commitment.
Absolutely. And I think that, especially the ones that we're talking about today, people tend to make these kinds of resolutions out of guilt. You know, you're eating something bad and you say, okay, that's it. I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
After I'm satisfied.
Right. You know, you have a rough night hanging out with your friends and the next morning, you know, you're hungover and you're really bad, you're sick and stuff and
filled.
You say, that's it. I'm never going to drink again.
You're filled with resolve.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to make real changes in our life when they're done under those circumstances.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's...
Those are not sustaining commitments.
Right. So those kinds of commitments aside, we're talking about now, if you really have the intention of making some of these changes, if you are set on wanting to make some important lifestyle changes in your life, in your decisions about what you're eating and how you're exercising and how you're moving your body and sleeping and all those kind of things, you know, we're going to talk about that today.
Right. Good.
But I will say this. Almost everything that applies here, we've already talked about this week.
That's right.
We started talking about this on Monday.
Yeah.
So everything that we talked about on Monday with starting new habits and on Tuesday for stopping old bad habits, all of that stuff applies to these resolutions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, let's take diet. Okay, so we have the trifecta, diet, exercise, and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you're thinking about your diet, you absolutely need to think about and consider the challenges associated with changing your diet. I said the other day, you don't want to tell yourself that you can't do something. You don't when you're thinking about making changes to your dietary habits, you don't want to tell yourself, I can't have this or I can't have that. Because as soon as you tell yourself that you can't have something, what do you think is on the menu? The next thing on the menu that you'll see is whatever that is. So if you tell yourself, okay, that's it. I'm not going to eat red meat. The next time you sit down to eat, what do you know? Red meat's going to be on the menu.
Right.
So you don't want to tell, at least from your perception, you don't want to tell yourself that you can't have something. You want to sit down and think about what your dietary goals are.
Right.
And then figure out how to adjust your current diet to fit that plan.
And almost everybody now is saying, unless you're sensitive or allergic, okay, most people are saying, don't go on these denial diets because that you can't sustain it. Okay.
Right.
Decide what your goals are and how you can, you know, some people can lose, have been very successful simply by reducing portion sizes.
Right.
Some people are very successful. I'm working with a person right now who's been very successful simply because of the beverages that she's done. She's replaced high sugar beverages with water. And that alone has caused her to lose weight every week.
Right.
So know your body, know what your goals are, and then how you're going to achieve them.
Right. Okay. Right. So if you know that you want to, if you want to become, if you, for whatever reason, you decide that you want to become a vegetarian, well, you have to think about what that commitment means, because that means reading labels. You know, if you're going to buy soup or you're going to buy, for goodness sakes, some salad dressings have anchovies in it. Yeah. And so you have to be careful what you're buying. And so you have to be mindful of that. You need to go think about that ahead of time, the kind of commitment that's going to take and what the expectations are, and so that you can, you know, be fully prepared. So that's the pre-planning portion of pre-planning portion. There's an alliteration. For that whole New Year's resolution. So if you have an idea of what your ultimate goal is, again, set up those mile markers along the way. So you may, you know, again, using the vegetarian example, you may say, well, you know, I'm going to cut out, you know, this in breakfast. I'm going to cut out meat for breakfast or meat at lunchtime first. And because dinner is going to be a tough time to cut out. And then you may say, I want to cut out meat except for twice a week or something like that. And so you're building up to it. You don't want to. We talked about cold turkey the other day.
Right. And you're feeling better each time. You know, you don't have to do a massive change. You might have to jumpstart your system. Right. But even the program that I'm following right now, he only asks you to do it for 2 days.
Right.
Okay. And then take a break and do it for 2 days. That'll be sufficient to jump. So you don't have to go cold turkey.
Right.
You don't have to jump into the deep end.
Right.
And for those of you who want to enter gradually, there are ways to do that.
Right.
There are very successful, very healthy ways to do it gradually.
Right.
Know who you are. Know what works for you.
Right.
You are cold turkey. You're a cold turkey person.
Right.
You're like my
dad.
You know, I don't operate that way.
Right.
You know,
right.
I need to back out gradually.
Yeah.
And that works better for me.
Yeah.
You have to know who you are.
Yeah. So the other day we talked about, on one of the previous podcasts, we talked about replacement behaviors.
Right.
And so find replacements for the foods that you're trying to get rid of. And so, for example, I was a very high sugar eater.
You were.
I really enjoyed
candy
and Twizzlers were fantastic. And so when I decided that was it, again, I was able to go cold turkey.
But
I had to find something to replace that because I still had some of those cravings for sugar.
You have those ice cream bars, or
so
those
I have,
little things that you eat.
Right. So I have
I'm going to take one of those one day.
I have little things that I eat now that replace that. But for the at the beginning, I eat a ton of fruit because
I remember that.
Fruit is high in sugar, but it's healthier sugar. It's more complex sugar, and it's sugar combined with fiber that processes differently in your body, better than candy and that kind of stuff. So it serves. It's a nice replacement for the sugar craving.
Right.
And so it helped me cope with those kinds of problems. So it's really important that we find a way to get through that. It's to find something to replace what it is that we're trying to get rid of. Because it that helps curb the craving and helps us find more success.
Right. I found these little mousse cups, chocolate mousse cups that are, you know, they're not diet, low fat, no fat, none of that. But because it's whipped,
right,
there are fewer calories,
right,
and it very satisfying. But doesn't have near the calories or the sugar that other things have.
Right,
so there are lots of replacements. That's the beauty of this today. Even 15 or 20 years ago, these things were hard to do.
Right.
You didn't have gluten free anything. Now you want to be on a gluten free diet. It's easy,
right?
You know, because there are lots of replacements. So look for those replacements. Many of them are actually more satisfying with the replacement than you had with the original.
Right.
So,
right. And again, being mindful of what the ultimate goal is. So if the ultimate goal is, you know, getting rid of gluten and getting rid of sugar, excess sugar and those kinds of things, take it a piece at a time, because some of those non-gluten or gluten-free foods, right. Just because they're gluten-free doesn't mean that they're sugar-free.
Right.
And so they may have, there's maybe a lot of sugar in it. And so you may have to do it piece at a time so that you can build up to that ultimate goal.
But again, if you're adding a new behavior, that's what this is about. Today's Friday, so we're talking about adding a new behavior, lifestyle behavior, eating better, exercising more. Start small.
Right.
Start small and start short.
Right.
Because you want to experience some success early on. And if you've been doing something for, like, exercise, say you want to start exercising, you'd like to begin running. You're not going to begin by running. You're going to begin by walking.
Right.
Okay. Walk some short distance.
Right.
And then increase it gradually. You should feel a difference within a week or two.
Right.
You know.
Well, and that's a great transition into that second lifestyle decision, which is exercising. Right. The biggest pitfall that I think people fall into with starting to exercise and make healthier decisions there is that they just do too much.
Right.
I mean,
too much too soon.
It's, you know, okay, I'm going to start running, you know, 3 miles. Four times a week. No, you can't go from nothing to that. That's a great goal to be at maybe in August or September. Right. But for now, if you're not exercising any now, there's no way that kind of immediate goal is going to be to you're not going to find success there.
I can remember when I first started running, a long time ago. And I can remember taking my wife. We went to the track. I was at a university at the time. And we went to a track, and I said, look, I've got to do something. I had some old cheap sneakers. And I said, I want to start running. And I hadn't run for 10 years since I was in high school. And I said, but you better come with me in case I die, a heart attack, right? So I want somebody there because I didn't know that I could run a quarter of a mile. I said, I'm just going to run one lap, quarter of a mile. I said, but I could die of a heart attack. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's like what's going to happen when you break the sound barrier? You know, you're going to disintegrate. And so she came with me, and I ran this lap, and I did it. And that was the first.
That's the first step.
Then I was able to do more after that. And then I increased it, and everything worked out. You got to start small.
Right.
And you have to measure these short, like you call them milestones, these mile markers. After 5 days, after 6 days, after 10 days, you should begin to experience some success.
Right.
The other thing is you're building a new habit.
Right.
Okay. And we all know now, because we've seen these articles and books, it takes 30 to 60 days to build a new habit. So don't think after 5 or 6 or 7 days that, okay, now I've got a habit. You're not going to have a habit until 30 to 60 days.
Right.
So be patient, because it's not going to happen quickly.
Right. And you have to create a routine with it.
Right. That's right.
It has to, and you have to stick to that routine. And I tell my patients this, and so I'm going to share this with you too. That means that if you tell yourself, I'm going to walk or exercise or jog or whatever on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings, what that means is rain or shine, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening, especially during this first portion. That means you're Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're out doing your exercise.
Rain or shine.
You have to be out.
Get the clothes, get them ready, because the weather's going to vary from week to week, month to month, season to season, and you just have to be prepared for all of it. If you start making excuses, oh, it's too cold, oh, it's too hot, it's too wet, it's too dry, you're never going to get those 30 days.
Right.
Okay. You're going to find an excuse not to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you have, it has to be a priority.
And I noticed that you always used to run at night.
Right.
And I could never do that.
Right.
I couldn't run out.
Yeah, you have to find
if
the time.
If I didn't run
right
in the morning. And so the other thing you need to know, we talked earlier this week about whether you're cold turkey or gradual reducer. If you're a lark or an owl, if you feel better, if your body does better at night, that's the time that you should do. If you feel better in the morning, and you'll know that, try at different times of the day and pick the one that works best for you.
Right.
There are some people's, you know, when I was running regularly, you'd see the same people at the lake every morning because they were all the people who were larks.
Yeah.
They all got up early, they did their exercise, and then they went home and started their workday. Other times it would be these evening people, and you'd see them around the lake because that was the best time for them.
Right.
Find out what your best time is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that makes you feel the best. Did you always felt better at doing that way?
Yeah. 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 Because
you couldn't do it in the morning.
No, I didn't. I didn't like running in the morning. For a variety of reasons. I didn't like coming to work after running and because it just felt yucky.
Yeah.
So even with a shower and all that kind of stuff, just because it just didn't feel right to me. So, but in the evening, I like being able to run, you know, shower, have a little bit to eat, and then to get ready for bed and stuff. So, but you got to figure out what's right for you.
Right.
And speaking of going to bed, there's our third piece, which is your sleep. We've talked about it a number of times on previous podcasts and everything. Sleep is so important. Right. And so just the big thing here is routine. I am a firm believer, just because of the research, because of experience, that you should be on a daily schedule every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should go to sleep at about the same time every day, and you should get up at about the same time every day.
Right.
Your body gets used to that, and your body does well with that.
Right.
And so if you tell yourself, okay, I am a 8-hour night person, I have to have 8 hours of sleep a night,
right.
I need to get up at 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
you should be going to sleep at 10 o'clock every night.
Right.
Monday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, every day of the week.
Right.
You should be going to bed at 10 o'clock and getting up at 6 o'clock.
Right.
Don't do this thing. It's really it is just not good for your system to go to bed at 10 o'clock Sunday through Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
and then on Friday and Saturday night, stay up until 1 o'clock and then sleep until noon.
No.
That's not good for your body.
Nope.
So you want to have a very similar routine every day.
And we know that because of people who have to change the shift that they work.
Shift workers, right.
Even though they're sleeping 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. it's a different time of day, and it's never the same kind of sleep. So we know there's been hundreds of studies done on this topic.
Right.
So the message is very clear. You need to be on the same, you need to, our bodies like routines.
Right.
The human body likes routines. It likes to eat at about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It likes to eliminate at about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It likes to sleep at the same time.
Right.
The human body likes those kind of routines. It settles in and you get this rhythm. My daughter is a college student, and they have to eat every day. Dinner is served at 5 o'clock.
Right.
They have a, you know, sit down meal at 5 o'clock. And she said she can't adjust now. But she said, I have to eat around 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
because her body has gotten used to that.
Right.
And she said it makes the evenings difficult because they're awake for so many hours that they want to eat again before they go to bed. So she said they've had to be very careful with that. But your body adjusts to the routine and it likes the routine.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So find what it is that fits mm-hmm. your routine and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to figure out how many hours of sleep that you need a night, and then just kind of do the reverse math.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I want to get up at this time, that means I need to go to sleep by this time, and then there you go. It really is as easy as that.
Right.
We make it much more complicated than we need to.
That's right. That's right. It's very
you may be an 8-hour night type of person. You may be a 10-hour night type of person. I went to college, graduate school, with a woman who was a 10-hour night person. Mm-hmm. You may be a 6-hour night person,
that's right.
5 or 6 mm-hmm. hours. So whatever type of person you are, just do that math, figure it out, and stick to it. 7 days a week. Don't shift it.
Yeah.
So that you get a consistent amount of sleep each night that's right for your body. And you'll find that a lot of these other things are much easier to do.
And if you have children,
mm-hmm.
it's even more important.
Right.
Get them on a routine. Follow these routines. Your life is going to be much, much easier.
Absolutely.
If you have routines.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that's it.
Friday.
So tomorrow will be, I guess tomorrow would be the formal day to make your New Year's resolutions.
That's right.
In preparation for the first. So all week long, we've talked about these different things. So really, you know, sit down, think about what you want to do. Think about what you want to set as your ambition for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's hopefully find some success with it.
Right.
So, all right. We will be back on Monday with another morning show. That will be January 2nd. January 2nd.
Unbelievable that this year is just coming to an end.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So I, what will be funny, I think, is on January 2nd, if we start and you say, hurling to the end of the year, starting January 2nd, we'd be like already starting. That'd be great. So
I'm confused. I often am. What a way to end the year.
That's right. So you guys, it's been great. This is episode 80. of the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. So we've been doing this for a while now, and I hope that it's been helpful for folks out there. We do still encourage you to write to us. We'll probably get back to our typical schedule starting next year. How we're going to be doing things. But if you have topics that you'd like for us to discuss, please write into us and let us know. We're happy to get to work on that. So.
Right.
All right. So we will see you Monday to start off a brand new year and to start off
new
year, new week, new day. Everything. So, all right. Have a great weekend and we will see you then.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.